Obviously, you're playing Alfreton a lot over the next few weeks. What's more important, progressing the trophy or beating them in the league on Boxing Day and getting 3 points?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me to prioritise and say which one's important, I think the league's more important. Of course it is. Mm. But I think, like I said, we want to get a momentum of winning games and getting a winning mentality and you know, going to games with a little bit of arrogance, thinking, yeah, we're going to win this one. You know, not going out there. I see too many football teams, you know, going out on the pitch and they just kind of wait to see what happens, see whether they're playing well or see what they react to what their opposition does, instead of going out there and just saying, right, well, this is what we're going to do, so we're going to handle it. And you know, so that, yeah, I have a little bit of arrogance, because that comes with the confidence and arrogance that comes with winning games. Sometimes it can give you that advantage before the game's the ball's even been kicked. So it's hopefully, you know, like I said, we can if we beat them in the cup. If we can get a win against them in the trophy, then we can take that in the next game against them and maybe have that little bit of a, you know, an edge over them.
Given that the league is the priority, would you possibly rest any players for the trophy game at all? Give some of your squad players who haven't been playing recently a chance, or are you going to go at it full tilt and as if it was a league game?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be the same approach, really. Mm. I think that, you know, the teams, I mean, like I said, we've got a great squad and we could possibly do that if that's what we want to do. I think it's more important to get a, like I said, get in the rhythm, get a bit of momentum. We're trying to arrange games for the lads who have come back from injury and the ones who are not playing. So it's but like I said, you don't upset that rhythm. You know, you get into a bit of momentum, get that rhythm, you don't upset that. And I think it's important that the same players are in all the time. If we, you know, like the other night, we were fortunate to be able to take Jordan Burrows off a little bit earlier than what we normally would, really. Come on, he's got his two goals, he's won us the game, really. Take him off and give rest, because you've got to put another shift in this Saturday.
How much of these team building exercises, like, you know, going running on Skeg Beach and the boxing, how much does that help sort of bring the team together?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not just, obviously, it's the bond inside and getting the players together and just changing things, so it's just freshens things up a little bit. But also there's a purpose to it as well. I mean, the boxing exercise, not just a bit of fun. You know, you see the lads afterwards, they feel a lot physically stronger. It's something that we're not going to just do just a one-off. We're going to try and do that a lot more. You know, you take that, what we're doing in the boxing, in the games, you know, when you're marking players or you're trying to get something like a yard at set pieces and hold players off. Or the beach runs as well. I think a lot of people think it's a bit old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a bit old school. But I was pointing out to a few people before that, you know, you look at Ajax, who've got top-class facilities. They've got run track on an incline. They've got sand pits to do exercise and running. And it's all seen as old school. Mm. But these high-tech facilities, they've still got these same, maybe they've got them, obviously they're purpose built. We've got to adjust a little bit and use our own means by going out in the do some hill runs out in the common, or I said out on the beach. But it's all beneficial, and towards the end of the season, you know, all this fitness work, you know, we'll see at the end, and when we're stronger and when we're finishing games a lot stronger than the teams.
Just going back to the trophy, is there any part of you that would like to see the tie settled on Saturday? Because I noticed the Grimsby Nuneaton game, they've agreed to settle the game on Saturday. It won't go to replay. Is it the go of extra time and penalties? Would you like to see that in all ties? Would that help avoid fixture congestion, you think, scrapping replays?
Well, I can't really speak for the club or the rest of the management team. I think personally for me, I think for the FA Trophy, I'd like to say it's just no replays. Mm. Just finish that day, because I think it's, in the FA Cup games, you know, you can gain financially from it, or you know, there's a bigger prize at the end of it, you know, if you go through the next round. Mm. I think the FA Trophy, yeah, it's like I said, we still want to progress, and it'd be a great honour if we could get the final money, you know. But personally for me, I think it would bring too much congestion, especially this time of year.
And it would sort of add to the drama a little bit as well, having the extra time and the penalties, and obviously the fans get to see a finish to the tie as well.
Yeah, well, I think things in this sort of situation, things can get drawn out a little bit. Mm. But whatever way we win, it doesn't matter, as long as we win. That's all I care about.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
40.